what is going, I mean, this is like the Michael Brown thing in Ferguson, Missouri. And Darren Wilson, Officer Darren Wilson. You know, they called him the gentle giant. And it turned out after you saw the video, the security camera video of him manhandling that clerk at that convenience store. I mean, it was pretty obvious. This guy was not a gentle giant. He may have been a giant, but he sure as hell wasn't gentle. Anyway, coming up, I'll let you hear from Kaylee McEnany, who once again, has sized up this election. We are now, 40 days out? Don't forget, October 17th is the start of early voting. So I want to make sure that you are going to be a part of this thing. It's important that you be a part of this thing. And don't forget, we are just a few days away now from the biggest event in American political history, the first debate between Donald J. Trump and Joe Biden, Sleepy Joe. And the best place to watch it is going to be with me at Rhythm Kitchen. So make sure you join me and Nevada Republican Party Chairman Michael McDonald as we watch and hoot and holler at the Trump-Biden toe-to-toe battle. Doors are going to open at Rhythm Kitchen at 5 o'clock. Now, and the debate's at 6. You know the fun we had back in 2016. We're going to do the same thing. We'll have a pre-debate show, and then we'll all sit down and enjoy the debate. For your $15 donation to the Nevada Republican Party, you'll get munchies, Rhythm Kitchen style, and that means they're going to be really, really good. A star-studded pre-debate show, and the camaraderie of like-minded, socially distanced voters. Seating is limited. If you don't have your tickets, get them today. To get your tickets right now, just go to my website, KevinWallRadio.com. That's KevinWallRadio.com. You can order them right now. And we'll see you next Tuesday, at Rhythm Kitchen on South Decatur at the 215. I'm Kevin Wall. Stay where you are as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
And at 5:32, I've been checking out our dozens of cameras here in Southern Nevada, and it looks like it's a very slow commute on the Southern Beltway right now. 215 West at Gibson. You're also slow 215 West at Valley Verde, 215 eastbound at Green Valley. You're really bunched up as you try to work through there. Also getting some heavy volumes on the 15 northbound at Hacienda, south at Sahara. Do look for some reduced speeds as you work your way up to the Spaghetti Bowl there. US 95 westbound at Decatur. 215 south at Windmill. Slow through there as well. And remember the road work on Jones, both directions between Smoke Ranch and Upland.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley.
We could find out as early as tomorrow if UNLV football will be playing this fall, as Mountain West presidents are expected to meet tomorrow to at least consider voting on whether or not they want to move forward with playing this season. NASCAR running at Las Vegas this weekend, and the schedule is set to begin tomorrow as the trucks are going to be in action. Then coming up on Saturday night, the Xfinity Series has a race. Finally, the Cup Series, they've got a playoff race coming up on Sunday night, the South Point 400. This sports flash presented by BoomerNaturals.com is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauley on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Cleanings, checkups, and cavities? Have Dr. Chang's dental practice at capacity.
Patient in room one is getting a root canal. The x-rays in room two are going to have to wait. We're down to one hygienist.
It's time to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed, you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Blue Emu Pain Relief works fast and you won't stink. It's pharmacist recommended odor-free pain relief for muscle pain, back aches, strains, sprains, or even arthritis. No stinging or burning involved. Simple pain relief. Blue Emu Maximum Pain Relief works fast and you won't stink. Blue Emu Pain Relief works fast and you won't stink. It's pharmacist recommended odor-free pain relief for muscle pain, back aches, strains, sprains, or even arthritis. No stinging or burning involved. Simple pain relief. Blue Emu Maximum Pain Relief works fast and you won't stink.
Hi, I'm Ariel Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference before, during, and after disasters such as hurricanes, tornadoes, floods, or wildfires. So when disaster strikes, you want to be prepared to protect them. Be sure to microchip or tag your pets. Never leave them behind in a major crisis, and be sure to have an emergency kit ready in your home at all times with a pet crate or carrier, leash, blanket, ID, and medications, their water bowl, and 7 to 10 days worth of food. To find out how to protect your entire family during a disaster and help our best friends in their worst times, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. By the way, I'm gonna be so excited to see the debates. And can I tell you something? What Heidi said, what Rush has been talking about, gentleman Jim Dallas has been talking about, the fact that they're wondering how Joe Biden will try and weasel his way out of debating the president. I think if he does that, and I don't care if one of his aides comes up with the bubonic plague, I don't doubt that they would try and pull this. But I think that will be the final nail in the coffin of Joe Biden, politically. If he does this, 35 days out, whatever it is, he's finished. It's over. The race is over. Democrats will stay home. Republicans will come out like crazy to beat him up. It's gonna be ugly. I want to take you to Kayleigh McEnany though. As you know, we've had Kayleigh McEnany on this show, I don't know, both here and the other place. I'm willing to bet you 20 times, 30 times. And she really is a sharp gal. She had a double mastectomy. And in fact, I remember it was a Sunday night and I sent her a text. And she texted me back thanking me. But she's such a smart gal. I mean, she's friggin' brilliant. But Kayleigh McEnany, I think, has come up with a really solid idea on Demo-rat strategy in these final, 40 days. This is cut two. Kayleigh McEnany sizing up the Democrat strategy and how she expects to have to fight this. Here it is.
The radicals are in control of the Democrat Party. Make no mistake, Democrat radicals want to shatter norms and disregard precedent for the sake of the very norms and precedent they claim must be safeguarded. They've proposed court packing, an egregious idea. They've entertained impeachment as punishment for the president exercising his lawful Article 2, Section 2 authority to appoint, nominate a justice to the Supreme Court. They've advocated for the abolition of the Electoral College. These are all the tactics that they are using to sow chaos and discord. Likewise, they're endorsing a mass mail-out ballot system that will likely lead to the kind of week-long delay New York witnessed in its recent primary. Far-left radicals resort to tactics like this to push their extreme agenda because they cannot win on the merits. They cannot succeed based on the will of the American people. This administration will continue to call out these tactics while Democrats should end their petty politics and get to work.
I agree with her, okay? But can I tell you something? I'm starting to get the feeling, and again, we are still 40 days out. It is an eternity in presidential politics. I really do get a sense that this may be a landslide. That Democrat voters are going to stay home. A lot of the energized people of color are going to be voting for Trump. Not for Joe Biden, and I really, but I no, I'm more and more and more. I'm getting the sense, and I know, you know, callers to a show like this is not that's not what we're talking about. I'm talking about just being out in restaurants and people you would fully expect to be solidly Democrat, they're not. They're going to vote for Trump. They really honestly are. People you never expected. And the big question is, what's going to happen with independents? What's going to happen with people of color? And I believe if the polling is right, 30-35% of African Americans are going to vote for Trump. That's more than the 8% that voted for Trump in 2016. I really believe this now. Stay where you are. More coming up as we continue. I'm Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us. When we return, Jim Clyburn, a part of leadership in the House. He's like the deputy whip or something like that behind Nancy Pelosi. Was on with Neil Cavuto and... he says there's no rush for a ninth justice. You know, there's a talk that, well, because we're going to have a contested presidential race, eight justices, 4 and 4, won't be enough. That we need that ninth justice. I happen to believe we need the ninth justice, not so much because of the election, but because that's what the Constitution calls for. We'll get to that and more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us. You want to join in, you're welcome to do so. Our wall-to-wall free-for-all, 844- the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Do you buy into that notion that we need a ninth justice before the election? I do. I really honestly do. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
Blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This is Dr. Robin Titus, Assembly Republican leader. This election is critical both to the future of our state and country. In Nevada, Democrats' total control has led to finance violations, backroom deals, and wasteful spending that's left Nevada families and businesses behind. The best way to stop the Democrats' abuse of power is to elect more Republicans this November. Please return your ballot as soon as you receive it or make sure to vote in person. Let's keep President Trump in the White House and make Nevada great again. Paid for by Robin Titus for AD 38.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. A lot of lawyers promise a lot of things. No fee unless we win. The consults are free. Of course they offer that stuff. All lawyers do that. But will they promise not to take more money than you at the end of your case? No. When you call me, that answer's yes. I'll never take more money than you, and I put it in writing.
Call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell.
More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Can Clark County count you in? The Department of Family Services is in need of supportive foster parents to provide temporary care and stability for our children. That's why they made it easier for you to learn more about fostering with their virtual foster care information sessions. Take the first step in your foster care journey from the comfort of your own home. Visit countmein.vegas for more information or to sign up. That's countmein.vegas. This sponsorship is in cooperation with the DCFS and Adoption Incentive Funding.
Uh-oh. It's summer, and there you are with an unsightly fungal infection on your fingers and toes. Embarrassing, isn't it? What will they think? What will they think? Well, now you can say bye-bye to that problem. Bye-bye Fungus is a breakthrough treatment for those wretched fungal infections. Bye-bye Fungus is fast-acting and has been found by doctors to be a topical formulation that actually works. Bye-bye Fungus requires no costly office visits, painful procedures, and doesn't have the risks associated with expensive oral medications. It's as easy to apply as nail polish, and above all else, it's effective. So effective that it's patented. At the rock-bottom price of only $39.98, now is the day to declare bye-bye, fungus. Call 1-800-258-3635. That's 1-800-258-3635. Or visit us at byebyefungus.com and say bye-bye, fungus. Hello, sandals.
Planning for tax season? Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. When used for business, a Range Rover can be depreciated at a faster rate than most luxury cars. So now, owning a Range Rover not only affords extreme breadth of capability to your business, it can deliver significant tax advantages as well. Consult your tax advisor for details. Let our business take care of yours. Come in for a test drive today at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
Let's face it, these are challenging times. Meet Kevin Wall here for SRT Special Services. Since 2014, SRT Special Services has provided Southern Nevada businesses with executive protection, safe rooms, residential security, and more. Now, in the COVID-19 era, it's important to know who's coming into your place of business. Ask the pros at SRT Special Services about the Liberty AI with facial recognition and thermal scanning. The Liberty AI can let you know if the next customer through your front door is running a temperature, protecting your employees, your customers, and your corporate liability. Facial recognition and temperature scanning technology has been out there for years. Now, the security pros at SRT Special Services can offer the Liberty AI at a price that even small mom-and-pop businesses can afford. If your business deals with the general public, you need the Liberty AI for SRT Special Services. Call 702-221-1942. That's 702-221-1942. Call today.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour brought to you by Las Vegas Cyclery, featuring kids' bikes, affordable hybrids, mountain bikes, and a wide variety of the latest e-bikes. These electric bikes, have you seen these? They're absolutely fabulous. Check them out at LasVegasCyclery.com. That's LasVegasCyclery.com. Jim Clyburn is a member of leadership in the House of Representatives. He is a South Carolina Democrat. And he was on with Neil Cavuto this morning, or this afternoon, and said that there, you know, this whole notion that we need nine justices just in case there is a case that's going to come before the Supreme Court after the election. Like, who wins the election? Who loses the election? Let's go to cut six, because this is Jim Clyburn, the South Carolina Democrat, with Neil Cavuto. And he says there's no reason to rush a ninth justice onto the Supreme Court. Here it is.
We've had a lot of decisions made with eight people on the court. And I would see right now, I believe it would be unethical for someone to come on the court or even be put on the court for the express purpose of ruling in favor of this president. That's not the way the law is to be made.
Well,
in this country.
It wouldn't be for the express purpose of just ruling on this, but the idea that it's better to keep that seat occupied or try to occupy it because there are a lot of other decisions that are coming up, right?
That may be your idea. I don't think that's Trump's idea. That's your opinion.
All right, so let's step back if we can, Congressman. I hear where you're coming from, but so we can respectfully maybe argue the points here. But I am curious why Joe Biden isn't being held to the same standards people are holding the president to. Accept the results. The president's saying if they're fair, I'll accept the results. Will Joe Biden say and do the same thing? Hillary Clinton is saying you wait until you know at the very end. Only then concede. She's not even saying concede. So is the same pressure on Democrats to honor the will of the people if it turns out that night or weeks later they have voted to reelect Donald J. Trump, President of the United States?
Neil, please tell me when Joe Biden ever said he would not accept the results of the election. When did Joe Biden ever say that? He's never said that.
Do you think he should make it very, very clear that he would honor that? You know, 4 years ago, Congressman, the reason why I mentioned it is there was a great deal of attention that Donald Trump and his backers would be the ones complaining and protesting the results of that election. In reverse was the case afterwards. So I'm just wondering here, if there are any questions about this election, Donald Trump wins, then what then? What would you, Congressman Clyburn, say of that election if the guy you thought would win didn't and the guy you really are not a fan of does? Would you accept those results?
I would accept the results and pray for the country because I know what this means. I've studied history all of my life. Since being an 8 year old, I started studying history and I know what the history of this country is. And I know what will result from this election if he gets reelected. This democracy would be gone. Gone. That's what I believe.
See, I don't know why the Democrats are so worried about insurrection, because who is it? Who is it that takes to the streets? It's not Republicans. It's Democrats. Who is it that burns down buildings because they didn't get what they wanted in the criminal justice system? Or in the judicial system, or in the electoral system. It's never the Republicans. It's the Democrats. That's the problem. We'll get to more on this coming up in a minute, and we'll also find out what you think. I love this. This is what Democrats do. They burn down buildings. They burn down entire neighborhoods. Ask the people of Baltimore. Ask the people of St. Louis. Ask people in this town over the course of the first few nights. No, I'm just saying. Did you ever see the Tea Party in 2010? Did they burn down buildings? I don't think they did. I don't think there's any evidence whatsoever about that. By the way, this hour brought to you by Real Water. Quench your thirst, hydrate yourself like never before. Order your Real Water today, okay? And just for my listeners, get free shipping and handling. Call 855-REAL-WTR. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR. Call right now. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR. I'm Kevin Wall. Stay right where you are. We'll wrap it up for a Thursday on AM 670 KMZQ.
Heidi Harris.
The president is expected to announce his nominee. Let's get going. Let's get this person through. You know the Dems would do it. Who's it going to be and how fast can they get it done? That's the question.
Heidi Harris, tomorrow morning from 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ.
Hi. I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart, but our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
You can always depend on your locally owned and operated Meineke for the essential service your car needs. From engine repair to oil changes, we are here to help you get back on the road. At Meineke, our expert technicians are here to help you understand the problem and the fix. Save time and schedule your next appointment online at Meineke.com. Right now, a basic oil change is just $17.95. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right.
I'm Kent Davenport of Quality Hearing Aids. The power of electrical devices is measured in the wattage that they use. A 1,500-watt hairdryer will dry hair faster than a 1,000-watt one. Hearing loss might be measured in wattage, as in, what did you say, or just what? Studies have shown that people with untreated hearing loss often become frustrated, leading to irritation, withdrawal, isolation, and loneliness, and are sometimes viewed by others as being disinterested, aloof, or crotchety. Not good. So if you or someone you love is suffering from too much wattage, call Shelley. Come in and find out what we can do about it. No charge. Kent Davenport, Quality Hearing Aids, QHALV.com, 369-1321, QHALV.com, 369-1321.
Do you suffer from aches and pains? Have you considered trying cannabis, but you don't want to smoke? Evergreen Organics has a solution for you. Delicious edibles. Evergreen Organics produces high-end infused edibles such as cookies, brownies, chocolates, and gummies. Evergreen Organics culinary-trained chefs combine the finest premium cannabis and ingredients that are handcrafted daily for your ultimate experience. To learn more about Evergreen Organics and where you can find their products, check out evergreenorganics.com. Keep out of reach of children for use only by adults 21 years of age and older.
GTG, BRB, OMW, be there in a few. You may think that these kinds of texts are fine because of their length, and you can easily send them at a stoplight. But no, answering one text can take your attention away from the road for 5 seconds. And traveling at 55 miles an hour, that's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Make good decisions. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I was just checking to make sure we still had room for you at the big debate watch party coming up next Tuesday, and we have we do have tickets available. So the best place to watch what's going to be an historic event, Trump v. Biden, is going to be at Rhythm Kitchen with me and Michael McDonald from the Nevada Republican Party. It's going to be a lot of fun. For your $15 donation to the Nevada Republican Party, you get munchies, Rhythm Kitchen style, and that means really good. The food there is phenomenal. A star-studded pre-debate show and the camaraderie of like-minded, socially distanced voters. Seating is limited, so get your tickets now. Go to my website, kevinwallradio.com. That's Kevin Wall, W-A-L-L, radio.com. And we'll see you next Tuesday. And again, seating is limited, so make sure that you're there for way. And I don't know how many of you were with us back in 2016, but we had so much fun, and there was hooting and hollering, and people were getting up and getting crazy. It was really a lot of fun, and we plan on doing that same thing again. Yeah, only because we can. Darn it! Tomorrow on the show, I'm very excited. A lot of people asking the question: can President Trump do better than 8% of the black vote? That's what he got in 2016. Can he do better on November 3rd? Deontay Johnson is with Black Voices for Trump. He says the president's going to do a lot better. In fact, not just a little better, a lot better. So join us tomorrow And we'll find out how they intend to do that. And if the polls are all right, all the polls are saying the president's going to may not win African-Americans, but he may win Hispanics. Would that be wild? We'll do that. We'll tee it up at 3 o'clock. Till then, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of your night right here. This is the place to be, AM 670, KMZQ, where news is next.
Hi, this is Stavros Anthony, your candidate for Clark County Commission District C. While the governor has ordered that the coming election will be by mail-in voting, it's important to know that you can drop off your ballot instead of mailing it. And yes, you can vote in person. It's your ballot, your vote, and every person has the right to vote their way. If you want to vote in person, do so during early voting or on election day. There will be plenty of safety protocols in place. You can also drop off your ballot at any voting center. If you do vote by mail, sign it, seal it, and mail it yourself. And please, if you see